Here it could be the machlekes of the klal prat that are far away one from another. That's the machlekes over here. That Rebbe, some Rebbe holds, ain't done a nice klal prat. Since they're far away, we do not make it for klal prat. Or ben azay sav no done a nice klal prat. Rashi Rebbe sav ain't done. Hachinami kviya nemra tchila klal the kviya mashma stam ben sheyesh machabura ben eni machabura. Now we have a chabura, some chabura would have been right next to it. He also would have said it's a klal prat. And then we would say, "Ain't the klal al mashma prat." But now that it says the word chabura farther away, he also don't make it into a klal prat. And the other one, Benazai holds no. Even though the word chabura says a little bit further away, still don't a nice klal prat. But everybody agrees, really, the word shviya by itself should be a klal, should include everything. The chitema, maybe you tell me chabura le Rebbe lomeli. If so, according to Rebbe, what do we have to have the word chabura for? According to Rebbe, it's not a klal prat. So the Torah says kviya. Yechayim for any type of a pain, any type of a tzar you give him. So why does the Torah say the word chabur altogether for? So Gemara says, ledomim yiserim. Said Rashi, to pay extra money. That means, di like siv ele kviya tachas kviya v'mino, ben yispe chabur, ben lespe chabur, to make kviya mishalim. Avatat le mishalim, kamashlam le mishalim tabayu. I would have thought to say, whenever you give him like a burn, that you have to pay for the pain you gave him, even though that burn also made a chabura, and a chvesh you ruined him, that he's worth less, maybe you wouldn't have to pay him for that. Maybe the Torah means you only have to pay for kviya and not for chabura. That's what the Torah says the word chabura later to teach us, no, that you have to pay for both. If this kviya, when you burn the person, if you also make a wound there, that you damage him, you ruin him, you give him a scar that he's ruined now, so you have to pay for both. You have to pay for the nezek, and you also have to pay for the tzar. Now, how do we pay for tzar? So the Mishnah says, oimdim, we shatza, we value, kam odam kiyotze bezer roitzalito. How much would a person want to pay to have such sufferings, to have such pains? So Mora says, tzar b'mokam nezek hechashaminim. In the case where you make nezek, you make it worthless, how do we value the tzar itself? Trashi, hecha dekoto es yodai. That's when you chop off the person's hand. V'noisim loitimeyin, you already paid him the value of the hand, like how much he was worth with the hand and without the hand. Now you have to pay for the tzar. How do we evaluate the tzar itself? Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, I'm dim evaluate. Kam adam roitza lita l'ktaya l'yodai. How much a person would take to let his hand be chopped off? The guy says, how much money do you want me to pay you if you in order that you should let me chop off your hand? Fred the Gemara, likta l'yodai. Loit tzar l'chudahu. You can't say that how much you would pay to have your arm chopped off. To have your arm chopped off, you have to pay you for five things. By having your arm chopped off, there's going to be nezek, tzar, boisha, shevas, ripui involved. So you have to pay four or five. We want to have a value of just the tzar alone. V'yoid, secondly, Bishuf Tony asks, you know, we're talking about a fool. There's nobody would do that. No matter how much money you give him, he wouldn't let his arm, a normal person, no matter how much money you give him, he wouldn't let his arm be taken off. So how could you evaluate how much a person would pay to let his arm be taken off? Ella, rather, the case is like this. Lektoya yodai haktua. The cut off hand that's already cut off already. Rashi yod haktuya means umchaberas begidin. It's only attached with veins. Tzimtzimtzin, the dried out veins. Then the rule of the malacha, the kids, you have an arm that's detached already. You can't use, you can't do any work with it. So such an arm, how much would you pay to have it taken off? Fred Gemara yodai haktua nami. Loitza lechudika. Still there's boishas involved also. It's very embarrassing for a person to see the way they'll take away your arm and throw it to the dogs. You don't want to see the way your dog, your arm, dogs are going to eat. See, even though the arms have come out off already, it's only attached with veins, still there's more than tsar involved, there's also boishas. Ella, rather, we do like this. I'm them we value kama adam roitza lito liktoya lo yodai. How much would a person take to have his arm cut off? Ha muchtav lamalchus, that the king said we have to chop off his arm. Like he did something wrong, and his punishment is the king says we're going to take off his arm. But the difference is, how much would you pay now bein sam l'sayif to have it taken off with medicine that doesn't hurt so much, or to take it off with a sword that hurts a lot? I'm reading what I'll tell you. Hochinami. No, nobody would do that either. Nobody would say, if I have a choice, that I could have my hand taken off with medicine that won't hurt, nobody would say, I'll take $1 million to have it chopped off. It's too painful. Nobody would pay money for nobody would take money to have such pain. Amri, I'll tell you like this. Hochin. In other words, Amri, Hochin, Amri, Lelishkul Matan Ashe. Ella, rather the cases like this. Oimdim, we value Kama Odom Roitze Liten Lekhtoya Lo Yodoy Hamuchtav Lamalchus Ben Saif Lissam. Ben Saif Lissam. Yeah. So Rashi says like this. Kam odam roitze litain l'shliach ha-melech miyodoy ha-mukhtevus l'malchus l'koytoy b'sayif. That the king already said, listen, your hand is supposed to be chopped off with a knife. That was the punishment you're supposed to get. Now how much would you go and try and pay this the man that's supposed to do it? V'yikatenu ha-shliach b'sam. How much would you try and pay the shliach money that he should only use some and not really chop it off? Not give you so much pain. That's how we value the tzar. Now in the case where you're supposed to have the tzar, how much money now will you pay in order that not to have the pain? That's how much you're paying for pain. For the Gemara, hai litol taking, lita mi boiler, should have said how much he wants to pay. The question is now, how much do you want to pay the executor to do the sama, not to do with the knife? Omer Rav Huna, b'reid Rav Yeshua, enech nami, litol ze mi ze, ma shenosan ze, true. How much you would pay the man not to use the knife, but to use some, that's called the meitzar, that much money, the mazik has to pay to the nizik. That's how we value how much tsar is worth, how much you have to pay for real tsar. If you did damage, you made him sick, you have to pay the doctor bills. Tana rabbonin. Olo boit sumachim. Let's say some gross blisters grew after the wound. So machma some makah became because of the makah finistru hamakah, and then the makah became bad again. Chayav refosai. As long as it's still a continuation from the first wound, you have to pay the doctor bills. The chayav liten loy demay shiftoi. You also have to pay him now for the fact he's not working. Shaloi machma samakah. But let's say this wound, the growths now grow not because of the first makah. Then ain't a chayav refosai. Then you don't have to pay for the doctor bills now. You don't have to pay for the meshift like Chita. If the growth that's come on now, the blister that come on now, is not because of the first wound you gave him, so it happens by itself, so that's the person's own shoulder, like it's his mazel. So you don't have to pay for it. We have you do I know. Af machmas hamako chayil refosoi, v'yena chayil litin loy demei shiftoi. Even in the case where these second blisters are growing because of the first maka, and now that you have these blisters, you can't do work. So the mazik only has to pay you for the doctor bills to heal yourself from these blisters, but not to pay you the shevis. He only has to pay you the shevis. You're not doing work during the first maki you had, during the actual wound. But if the wound caused you have other problems and you can't work during those problems, for that the mazik doesn't have to pay. He has to pay the doctor bills, but not the may shiftai. The chacham and the chacham say no. Shiftai for vosai goes together. That kol shechayev v'sheves chayev ripoy. Whatever you have to pay for not working, you have to pay the deductibles. But v'shein chayev v'sheves, you don't have to pay for not working. Ein chayev ripoy. Then you don't have to pay for the deductibles either. You can't divide it. So here, what's the machlokes here of Yehuda and the Chachamim? If it's possible to say the mazik has to pay for the deductibles, but not for sheves. If the wound caused him to have more wounds, more blisters, that sheves that he can't work during those blisters. So you have to pay for it or not? What's the machlokes? So the Gemara says, "B'maykum b'flugi." What's the machlokes over here? Omar Rabbi says, "Ashkach tinu l'rabbonim b'vei Rav." I found the rabbonim the Beis Medrash. The Yasper they were sitting on camera. They said like this: "Hocha b'maka nitno la'agid k'miflugi." Here the machlokes is when you get a wound, if somebody hits you, do you have a right to wrap it around with something? Nitno la'agid k'miflugi. Does the nizik have a right away to take his own bandage and bandage up his arm itself? That's the machlokes over here. Rabbonin savri maka nitnu liyagid. Yes, the nizik has a right to take a shmata and wrap it around his wound. He just got hit. A mazik just hit him. He has a right to take care of himself, to wrap around his own wound. So Rashi says, nitnu reshus lenechvol, loigdo liyatfa mifnei tsar hatzina. It's too cold now, so he wants to protect himself. And therefore, what happened here is the fact you wrapped around the shemata on you, that caused you to have too much heat, and that caused blisters to grow. So really, you caused the blisters to grow. That's the shaila, is it called your fault or not? So the Rabbanim say, no, it's not your fault, you have a right to do this. Reb Yehuda Sava, no. Maka l'nitna liyagin. You don't have a right to wrap around your wound. Therefore, if you cause yourself to have more blisters, it's your own fault. The other one is potter. So it's like this. Ripu the Tanya Beikro Mechayiv. Ripu the Torah says clearly you have to pay. See, even though the second blisters come about because of your shoulder, still the mazik has to pay for it. But Shevis Le Tanya Beikro, the Torah doesn't say clearly about Shevis. I'll tell you that taka Le Mechayiv. That's Reb Yehuda Svara. And that taka Yepota. So Rashi Tonaba means Tishon Allah Akosa. The Torah says it twice in that. So that's one way to learn the Machlaikis. The Amin Allah no, and I say no. E makal and nitl yagad, if you're not allowed to wrap around your wound with your own shmatas, you can't do anything to yourself, then ripu namal mechayiv. If you're not allowed to do it, then if you did it, it's called you caused damage to yourself, and the mazik should not even have to pay the doctor bill. Ela rather it's like this. The kuli yam everybody holds, maka nitl yagad. Yes, if you got a wound and now you're cold because of that, you want to wrap it around to keep yourself hot, you have a right to do it. But v'loy nitl yagad yisera. But you're not allowed to wrap it around very tight or put a lot of wrappings around. That you don't have a right to do. So that's the question here. We have you this sovar, kivun la nitna liyagad yisera, since you don't have a right to wrap it around a lot, ripu the tonin beikru, and you wrapped it around a lot now. So therefore, for the doctor, will the doctor write the Torah says twice, rapi rapi, it comes to teach us, mechayif, you have to pay such doctor bills. But shevis la tonin beikru, the Torah doesn't say shevis twice. Therefore, la mechayif, you don't have to pay for the shevis, that the fact the person wrapped it around too much, and because of that his wound became worse, there were blisters there, and because of that he couldn't go to work another week, for that you don't have to pay. That's Rabbi Yudishita. But Rabbon and Savri know, Kivun the Tony Bekrub Aripoy, since the Torah says twice, Rapi Rapi, Hashem is Nami Mechayiv, it automatically includes to say you have to pay for not work. The Iskish Naripoy, there's a Hekish of Shevis Naripoy. Rabbi Yudishava know, Shevis Lai Mechayiv, Demiya Tarachmon, Rak. Torah says the word rak, mash rak, rapi rapi. Only you have to pay for doctor bills and not for the shevis. For Rabbonin, rak, why does the Torah say the word rak? It means teach us, l'shaloi machmas hamaka, hu diyosa. In a case where some blisters come up, not because of the first wound at all, just by itself blisters came up, for that avada the matzik is potter. For the moral of Rabbonin, basteroi, quote the second Rabbonin, the yamri that they say, Kol shechayiv b'shevis chayiv b'ripur. Whenever you have to pay for not working, you have to pay for the doctor bills. V'chol shein echayiv b'shevis ein echayiv b'ripur. And so, ripur the Torah beikro lomeli. Why does the Torah say twice for rapi rapi? What's special about paying the doctor bills over paying not for not work? So when it says me boile with it, look at the Torah of the very Rabbi Shmuel. The Torah of the very Rabbi Shmuel Lemi says the pasuk says v'rapi rapi. It says a double lotion. That mikan from here we learn out shenita in rishus lerifler voice that a doctor has the right to practice to heal people. And what did a person has the right to go to the doctor without the pasuk? I would have thought to say you're supposed to have betachin in Hashem. You're sick. Daven to Hashem. Hashem will heal you. You need a pasuk to teach us now that you have a right and that you're supposed to go to the doctor. That's what Torah says twice for rapi rapi that lemaisa now you are supposed to go to the doctor. Like Rashi says nitna rishus lerifim lerapois. For lo yarina, we do not say, Rachmona mechaya v'yo masir. Like the sentence we should have said, who made us sick? That's for sure, it's not the doctor. For sure, who made us sick? Hashem made us sick. So I would have thought to say, Hashem made us sick, Hashem will heal us also. That's what I would have thought to say, don't go to a doctor. Daven to Hashem. That's the Chiddush, no. Talmud loy mashifta yitem rapi rapi. Shina kosim ripo lechayvoy. No, that's right. The apostle comes to teach us that you're allowed to go, that you're supposed to go to a doctor. All right, turn over. Tana Rabbanan, we learn like this. Minayin, how do we know? Shemola boit smachim. That if these blisters grow, machma samakim, because of the first wound that the person gave you, v'nistru hamak, and then the mak itself opens up again, shechayad refosai. That the mazik has to pay for all this, has to pay for all the doctor bills. And also v'chayin litin la'shiftoi. He also has to pay for the fact he can't go to work during these days. Talmud Loima, this was there, the pasuk says, rak shiftoi yitain, the rapa yirapa, that's the rock. It's rock shift to yitain. You have to pay shevis and you have to pay doctor bills. So what does it mean to say? Yochle would have thought to say that you have to pay the doctor bills. Now Yochai would have thought to say, "Afilu shlei machmas hamaka," even whatever comes out again later, even not from the first wound, maybe still the matzik has to pay. Tamalema, this pasuk says rak. No, you only have to pay for the damage that comes out from the first wound. But if something comes out by itself later, that pshita yapota. We have Yosi by Yuduimer. Af machmas hamaka pota. No, even if some other things come out because of the first wound, still yapota will come out later. Shenema, the pasuk says rak. Rak means you only have to pay for the first wound. When the mazik hits you for that first wound that he gave you, for that you have to pay the dakamos and the shevis. But if the wound later gets bigger and more complications come involved, for that you're potter. That's the possible rak. You only have to pay for what was there right away, bishas, when he hit you. We have Yosef, we have Yehudu Aymer, af machmas hamaka potter. But you never rak. And he could the army, some say, af machmas hamaka potter. Lagamri, pot lagamri, kirabona masroi. Because the army, some say no. Af machmas hamaka potter mishevis. You only potter from shevis. But v'chayi beripoy, come on, kiavu like the father. That's the question. When the makah comes up, shloim machmas hamakah, do we still say v'rapi rapi is telling us that the doctor bill you still have to pay just shevis? You don't have to pay. Or else we say no. You potter the gamri both from shevis and from the deductibles. Oh, mama, what did we just say? Yochel, I would have thought to say afilu shloim machmas hamakah. Even if the damages come not because of the first wound, still you'd have to pay. Tamulay marak, no, only for because of the first damage. Shalai machma samake for the mora boy kro. What do we need a pasuk for pshita? If it didn't happen because of the first wound, it happens by itself. So why should the mazik be chayiv? Amri, I'll tell you like this. My shalai machma samake. What does it mean? It didn't happen because of the first wound. Kedatanya, like we learned. Hare shavar al divrei roifa. You had a wound and you went to the doctor, but you didn't listen to him. The yochol dvasher kol mina masika. And you ate sweet stuff. Mifnei, because really the doctor said, Shedvash mechomina mesikah kosher lamaka. Any type of sweet stuff is bad for the maka. You didn't listen. Vehelo makosai gargusni, and therefore scabs grew on top of it. So Yochai would have thought to say, Yechayav derfoisai. In such a case, maybe Yechayav derfoisai. Because the scab is not something new. It's just that the original maka got worse. So maybe there the masik should be chayiv. Tamalai merak, no. That since the maister, you caused it to get worse. If you wouldn't listen to the doctor, it wouldn't have got worse. You caused it to get worse, therefore I'm potter. For the Gemara, my gagusni, what does gagusni mean? Amar Abaya, nosa kerichta. Some type of scab that grows, or raw flesh, I think Rashi says. Yebosa meis, like raw flesh. Maya susa, what's the refuah for this? Ahola v'kiro v'kalba. Take these three things. These three things would be refuah for this. Rashi shava, wax v'kalba, shevachav yeshuyah in the bottom part of the wine. What's going to be, the mazik comes and bops you over the head. And then the mazik says, listen, I'm a doctor, let me heal you. Omalei, the mazik has the right to say back, to me you look like a wild lion, I don't want you for a doctor. Like you just came and hit me over the head, and don't do me the favors, I don't trust you to be the doctor. Let's say the mazik still says, I'll bring you a doctor that heals for free, and I don't want to pay no money. I'll bring you a doctor that does a free job. Omalei, so Nizik has the right to say back, Asiya de Mogin, Mogin Shava. Such a doctor is worth zero. A doctor that doesn't charge any money, it's like a worth zero. So don't do me no favors, give me a free doctor. It's not worth too much. Vi Omalei, what's going to be if the master say like this? Listen, I have a very good doctor. He just lives 300 miles away. Omalei, so Nizik has the right to say, listen, you know what good a doctor 3 miles away is? He can cause me to come blind. In other words, by the time he gets, I'll be blind already. So the Nizik has the right to say, don't do me the favors and bring me a doctor far away. I need a doctor right in the hand, right on hand, that will heal me right now. Let's say the Nizik says like this, how will it be? Give me the money to me. I know I'll take care of myself. The Nizik says, listen, I'm a doctor myself. I'll cure myself. You just give the money to me. Omalei, the mazik has the right to say no. Poshat b'nashecha, I'm afraid that you won't cure yourself. V'shakaltim minoy tfein, you'll take just too much money from me. V'omalei, let's say, no, enough kid, you'll just make yourself worse, and you'll have to keep on taking more and more medicine. So you'll take me broke. What about v'omalei, let's say the mazik says, listen, koitzli mikates, I'll make a set price with you. Pay me now $25 and that's it. Omalei, the mazik has the right to say, I'm not going to pay you the money, because kol shechem deposha b'nafshecha. For sure, then you just ruin yourself. For korali shara mazik, and people will call me then the shara mazik. Like people know I did damage to you, and you're never going to get cured. So people will say, call me a shara mazik. So I have the right to say, I'm not going to pay you. I'll pay the doctor though. Tony will learn Bakula Mishtam Makam Nezik. The Makam Nezik still have to pay the other Tsar Shemas Ribbon Boshes. We know in the middle, how do we know this? Omar Rav Zvid Mishmer the Rav Amakro. Tetsa Tagas Potsa. Lita and Tsar Makam Nezik. They said, even though there's Nezik involved, still you have to pay for the Tsar. The Mohammed Bola, we need it for something else. The Rabbi Shoghi Kamezi, the Ernest Kurotsin. And Kenichta for a Petsa Vapetsa. My Petsa Tachas Potsa, Shremina Tarti. And Yechayiv, even though Oines Yechayiv, still here Yechayiv Tsar Makam Nezik. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding pay hey Amar Aleph from the bottom. The last line. Lesson learned. For kulon mishtalmim b'mokem nezik. That even though other mamazik pays five things, he pays nezik and also tsar shevis ripui boishes. He has to pay them even b'mokem nezik. Even though you have to pay for nezik, you also have to pay for the tsar for the boishes also. Minon emili. How do we know this? Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derov Omakro, the Pasuk says, Petza Tachas Potza. That means, Lita in Tsar B'mokam Nezik. Even in the case where you did damage to him, and you have to pay for the loss that he has for the Nezik, you also have to pay for the Tsar for the pain that you give him. That's the section of Pasuk, Petza Tachas Potza. Samar says, no, Homi Boyle, we need this.